Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Christine Dunkerton, who's Executive Director of the Community Law Center. And Christine is here today to talk to us about various things that her organization is doing to help nonprofits and community groups to make Baltimore better. So Christine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for coming. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you spending some time. And it's been a long time since I interviewed you or anybody from the Law Center, so I know we need an update. Huh. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about Community Law Center?
Yeah, absolutely. Community Law Center has been around for over 30 years now. We were started back in 1986 and opened our first office in Baltimore then with both attorneys that were on staff and volunteer attorneys. And mm-hmm. the mission has always been, as a nonprofit law firm, to provide free legal services to community organizations and nonprofits throughout Maryland to promote stronger organizations and more vibrant communities. So we have stayed true to that mission for over 30 years now, mm-hmm. and we provide legal services for both neighborhood-led organizations and small nonprofits of all types throughout the state.
How can someone find out more information?
You can go to our website. It's www.communitylaw.org. You can also give us a call at 410-366-0922. And we're on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and a little bit on Instagram.
Great. Thank you. And I guess your job as executive director is to make sure everything works, right?
Ideally, yes.
How long have you been with the Law Center?
I've been with the Community Law Center since 1998. Actually, I should say 97. I started as an intern, and I just absolutely loved it. While I was a law student, I started interning at Community Law Center because the Community Development Clinic at University of Baltimore Law School works very closely with Community Law Center, and I instantly fell in love with the clients and wanted to do more than the clinic could handle. So they said, why don't you just go volunteer at Community Law Center? So I did, and lucky for me, when I graduated, there was a position open for staff attorney. So I was able to secure that job and have been there ever since. I became deputy director and then executive director in 2005.
Wonderful. So you've been there long enough to know where all the bones are buried.
Yeah, I've been there long enough to really see our clients and our own organization evolve over time. And it's really exciting to see because we work with, like I said, small nonprofits and neighborhood-based organizations. And change doesn't happen quickly, and groups don't evolve quickly, generally. Right. So over 20 years, you can see that evolution, and it's really exciting and gratifying to see.
That's great. How have things changed? Are there, can you detect any trends?
Yeah, I can. And there are a number of groups that we work with. Really, right now, it's over 90% of our clients are neighborhood-led organizations in Baltimore City. And these are organizations that are run by neighborhood residents. They are all volunteer organizations. They have little, if any, funds. They tend to exist on either small grants or maybe just even organization dues. And they do amazing work in their own neighborhoods. And we see them, spend a tremendous amount of volunteer time, after work, on the weekends, doing what they can to both hold their neighborhoods together and to raise them up. And the work that they do is so inspiring that, we are constantly reaffirming why we do our work through our clients, because they're just amazing people that we want to use our legal skills to support.
Yeah, you are enabling the angels.
Yeah, they really are. We have a unique position in the legal field where all of our clients are wonderful. I mean, we really do love all of our clients. They are all doing their work because they are passionate about mm-hmm. what their mission is for their organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't have to wait for our clients to get into some sort of trouble to be helping them as lawyers. We work to assist them to move their missions forward. So whatever it is that they may be doing as an organization, we're there to help them. And it could be something like a neighborhood organization that wants to create a community garden. So we'll mm-hmm. help them access that land, whether it's leasing or licensing or purchasing that property. Or it could be something like creating a community center, mm-hmm. or they could have employees and we can help them with an employee manual. It really runs the gamut for the type of work and the type of client that we work with. But the one thing that all of our clients have in common is that they are dedicated to serving their own communities.
Right, which anybody should want to encourage.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. One thing that I always say to folks, because most folks aren't aware that folks from the Community Law Center are not just there to just give like narrow legal advice on whether, you know, you should file this form or that form. It's really kind of a consulting process.
Yeah, we really look at our clients as our partners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in this partnership, we are the one who can help provide the legal advice and representation, but our clients are doing their thing. So, you know, in partnership to move whatever their thing is forward, you know, mm-hmm. we're there to support them. We're not there often to just say, this is the file that you need to form. Mm-hmm. but it's more often that a client will say, this is what we want to accomplish. How can you help us?
Yeah. Yeah. What do we do?
Exactly.
What do we do? Because they're amateurs.
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, we really look at our clients as the experts and mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. know their neighborhood. They mm-hmm. know their constituency. They know their community. They are the experts in what they're trying to accomplish. You know, we come in to provide this access that we can provide as lawyers to mm-hmm. the legal system, mm-hmm. Often to government or to other decision-making forums. Mm-hmm. And we are, you know, really happy to be able to do that. But yeah, we don't come in and tell them what to do. We come in and say, these are your options and, you know, how would you like us to help?
Right, right. And it's up to them.
Absolutely.
What to choose.
That's right.
Type of organizations are eligible for your
sure.
help?
Sure. Any nonprofit organization in Maryland that cannot afford market rate legal services is eligible. So we have on our website, communitylaw.org, our application for legal services. Mm-hmm. And the application fee is on a sliding scale based on the budget of the application. So if it is an organization that has a high budget, for example, then you'll be at the top of our scale and you may also have to pay an hourly rate. If you're at the bottom of our scale for a budget, you'll just pay that application fee, which is $100. We won't turn anyone away if they can't pay that $100. We want to work with everybody. So, you know, we may have to have a discussion with, you know, what can you pay?
Right.
And then once we get through the application process, there's no charge for legal services at all. So, you know, we want to make it as accessible to all groups as possible. And, you know, many groups are existing groups that have been around for, you know, decades mm-hmm. That have been doing good work in Baltimore or good work in their community outside of the city. And it can be anything from, like I said, a block club to a neighborhood association, an umbrella mm-hmm. group, a nonprofit affordable housing provider. It can be a animal rescue organization. It can be an after-school program. Mm.
So it's really almost anything that occurs or that somebody at the neighborhood level is running into.
Absolutely.
And wants to do something about.
Exactly.
Boy, that's a wide palette, as they say in the trade.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I know that you have several programs that are mm-hmm. specifically organized around certain things.
Right.
Could you tell us a little about that?
Sure.
About that, please?
Yeah. Our programs are really divided into three separate pieces. The first is really direct legal services. And that is what we call our community legal services program, mm-hmm. which are legal services for neighborhood-based organizations in Baltimore City.
As we've
and
been talking.
That's what, yeah, mm-hmm. that is, like I said, the majority of our cases, those are handled by staff attorneys for the most part. But we also have pro bono attorneys through our pro bono program mm-hmm. that will represent groups for either legal issues that the staff does not have capacity to handle, or just because the staff is at capacity mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. their caseload, or any other group that is not a neighborhood-based organization in the city. It can be anything, you know, like I said, across the state. And one of our over 590 volunteer attorneys will accept the case and work with the client.
Great.
So that's direct legal services. We also have educational programs where we provide workshops for nonprofits every month. And if there is a nonprofit that is interested in just getting started, we'll also provide a workshop called How to Start and Maintain a Nonprofit Organization each month.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. And then, so the third prong of that is advocacy for systemic issues facing mm-hmm. Baltimore's neighborhoods. We will work really sort of across the city because we see a lot of commonalities in mm-hmm. issues faced
right.
by neighborhoods
right.
in Baltimore.
I bet.
One of those you'll see on our website is related to the liquor board.
Hmm.
We have a blog called Booze News. And
mm-hmm. That's a good name.
It's a good name. and Booze News is in its sort of second iteration right now, where we're really focused on seeking to have the liquor board take a more public health view mm-hmm. toward their work and think about how their inspectors can help improve the health, safety, and welfare of Baltimore's neighborhoods rather than just be a check-the-box kind of agency.
Conduit.
And yeah, we really want to see the liquor licensees in the city that are damaging the health, safety, mm-hmm. and welfare of our neighborhoods to be held responsible for that.
Yeah.
So
good.
That's the liquor board program. We also work on other issues such as urban agriculture. We mm-hmm. have a number of groups, especially now that mm-hmm. There are lots of vacant lots available for groups, and they're encouraged to grow on them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll help groups with, again, that land access, with issues around growing and selling produce.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also work on other issues such as vacant houses across the city.
Mm.
That is another common theme, of course, that we see across neighborhoods.
Right, right. And so to find out more about assistance and everything, they should contact your main number?
Yes. Yep. 410-366-0922. Again, or our website. And you can also contact us through Facebook. We do respond to messages on Facebook as well.
Great. Need for volunteers, donations.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Always. We rely heavily on public support. We get very little government money. We, you know, really would appreciate any donations. We accept them through our website at mm-hmm. communitylaw.org. And also, you know, we're happy to have people come and support our events when we have them, or send us a check in the mail.
Uh-huh. Great.
We're at 3355 Keswick Road, Suite 200, Baltimore 21211 in Wyman Park.
And communitylaw.org.
Communitylaw.org, yep.
Great. And that's 410-366-0922.
Yes.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Christine Dunkerton, who's Executive Director of the Community Law Center, for being our guest today. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Well, thank you so much.
And for living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.